Here's check on stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. In a story in this morning's Republican American, a petition signed by 20 property owners in Cornwall has been submitted to the Board of Selectmen in opposition to the proposed planned installation of a wastewater system in West Cornwall. The plan's been in the work for several years, with some residents and officials believing that to make the village more vibrant, there needs to be an effort to bring in new residents, jobs, and affordable housing options. One way to do that would be to upgrade the sewer and water systems. A wastewater study group was formed, and after conducting research, members hired the WMC engineering firm to explore ideas and come back with recommendations. The signers of the petition say they object to the septic plans. Quote, the proposal fails to establish the need for a sewer system and the necessity of sewer hookups, according to the petition. Additionally, quote, the proposal fails to account for the high cost and financing of the sewer system. The proposal fails to account for construction of a sewage treatment plant in a prime scenic open space in a flood zone. And the proposal was framed on exaggerated and unrealistic claims of economic benefit. End quote. The American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, hosting Blood Drive 2 till 7 p.m. More details available at 518-929-3624. Blood donors may also register online at redcrossblood.org. Bartholomew's Cobble has a lantern walk. Ledges Trail will be magically lit with hundreds of luminaries as a guide. Feel free to bring along your own magical lantern on the self-guided walk. There'll be a fire and s'mores back at the Visitor Center at 4:30. West Stockbridge, the Congregational Church, the West Stockbridge Congregational Chamber Players, featuring members of the Boston Symphony Orchestra, will perform its winter concert featuring works by Mahler, Schubert, and Zelminsky. A reception follows at 6 p.m. New Year's Eve at Infinity Hall in Norfolk, Adam Ezra Group and Atlas Gray welcome in the new year with a musical celebration. Included with a mezzanine ticket is a full dinner and a show package at 9. Meanwhile, in Hudson on the New Year's Eve, Club Helsinki celebrates New Year's Eve with singer, trombonist, and bandleader Glenn David Andrews and his group's jazzy horn-laced New Orleans funk and soul at 9 p.m. Reminder, community suppers continue on Monday, serving from 5 till 6 p.m., put on by the Berkshire South Regional Community Center. It's a delicious meal prepared by some of the finest chefs in the Berkshires, where you can greet your neighbors and meet new friends. It's free, no reservations are required. It's put on with the help of the Greylock Federal Credit Union and Greylock Insurance Agency. Donations are always accepted. They also collect non-perishable food items for local food banks. You can contribute if you can. There's a New Year's Eve celebration with your friends at the American Legion Post 178 in Millerton, New York. $25 per person. Seating is limited, so make your reservations. There'll be hors d'oeuvres at a cash bar. Tickets and more details at 518-965-4667. The 217 band will be playing from 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. Coming up on January 1st, the Walkway Over the Hudson First Day Hike. Join with others in a walk, run, skate, or cycle to celebrate the new year. Enter their raffle. Visit the donkeys from Little Rays of Sunshine at 2 p.m. Now, the Craft Circle will meet on the following Tuesdays, January 2nd, February 6th, March 6th at the Pine Plains Free Library. It's an informal social gathering from rug hookers, knitters, crocheters, and crafters of all types. Interested parties should drop in any time between noon and 3 p.m. Bringing snacks to share is always welcome but not necessary. More information is available at 518-398-1927. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake at interlakenin.com and underwritten by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com on the web. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 28.09 to 24,774.30. The NASDAQ starts off today at 6939.34 and the S&P 500 at 2682.62. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast that'll come your way in just a few moments.